Okay, this is the podcast that I'm doing today with my fabulous practice manager, Jane Bailey. She's here with me, and we're in 52 Alderley Road. And that's where we see the vast majority of our patients, isn't it, Jane?
It is indeed.
And we've been working at Spire as well. And Jane, tell us a little bit about you. You've been working in sort of practice management for quite a number of years now.
Yes, so I've been in practice management for 10 years. Really enjoy the whole aspect of it, really. Patient care, looking after Mr. Lamb, dealing with everything, basically. I have been solely with Mr. Lamb now for 4 years, which is the best job ever. Absolutely love it.
I don't make a sale, I really don't.
Pay me later. It is really about patient focus and enjoying your job, and I think that comes across in the job that we both do.
Yeah, no, I agree. When we started, I was working out a sort of pool of people, and they kind of pair you up with somebody, and I was paired up with Jane, and you're never sure if you're going to get on, you're never sure if it's going to work, you're never sure if they're going to be the person who's going to understand your practice, particularly when it's plastic surgery, when it's cosmetic surgery. And I think you really, really got it right from the get-go and really understood what it's all about.
Yeah. I have a massive interest in cosmetic surgery, having had surgery myself. So for me, it
you're
really...
originally Trevor, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I was. I think for me, it just lights up everything. It's a massive interest for me, and I really, really enjoy it. I enjoy all aspects of it. So, yeah, and being stuck with Mr. Lamb, should I say stuck? I got Mr. Lamb put on my desk for me to look after, and I just really enjoyed it. We get on well, we have a laugh.
We do, yeah.
Relationship's good, I feel.
Wow. No, it is good, and I think that's essential for to be on the same page when we're talking about patients. And you know, they say there's like a sort of, you should say there's a secretary test or whatever, you know, if you feel that a patient's not kind of right for the surgery, in the sense they're not in the right place, they're not in the right time in their life, you'll kind of flag that up. And that's something we want to do. We want to be, you know, it's very important to be ethical, and not just ethical, but moral, I think. That's what we both feel, to be moral.
I mean, I am the first point of contact for everybody. You know, everybody speaks to me for their making their first phone call on their journey. So for me, I can give them the information that they need. I can tell them my experiences, allay any fears that they've got, explain the processes. You know, in that first phone call, a lot can be lost or a lot can be gained from both sides. So I feel that it's really, really important that that comes across.
Yes, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think patients really feel that initial contact with any practice is so important. And you know, I hear people who come in and they say they've spoken to, you know, they've rung somebody up and they got short shrift, or they felt like they were just a number. And it isn't just saying it. I don't feel anyone is just a number. I see everybody as human. I see everybody as special, and I mean it. They are, and that's how I want to be treated if I go out, restaurants, bars, anywhere. You know, we're all a bit like that. I think in these times more than ever, and when you're going through such scary procedures, and they can be scary, then I think it's so important.
Yeah.
And you are a vital first contact. I mean, they get a lot of information out of you about the initial procedures, so what sort of questions you get off
so
people?
The main thing is what's the lead time from consultation to surgery? Obviously it varies massively depending on what surgery you're having. If it's a minor procedure, we can do those quicker than we can do, you know, boob jobs or tummy tucks or mummy makeovers and things. But and all the information is laid out for you, so you come in with your eyes wide open to what we can deliver. Some people have very, very specific timelines, which I can work miracles, but I can't work all miracles. So sometimes I'm not able to deliver, but we do try our absolute utmost best.
We do,
everyone in.
And it's been very difficult during the pandemic, and I hope that we'll listen to this long after and this will be a distant memory, but for the time being it's still very much with us, and it does make it at times difficult to schedule lists, and staff are going off, and so we do our very best for everybody, but we can't always get exactly the right day that you're going to want.
But yeah.
We will try to accommodate you. And in terms of after surgery, I think that's really a vital point in the whole journey,
yeah.
You know, with you. And I know patients and reading the reviews, I know how much you do and what a lifeline you are really for people when, you know, they're worried in that post-op period. What sort of things do you get asked then?
I think it's just having that point of contact. So when you've had your surgery and you go home and, you know, and the house is quiet and you're worrying about, I've got blood on my dressing or my Pico dressing's beeping and should this be happening? And it's just having that friendly voice at the end of a phone to reassure you that everything, how you're feeling, is completely normal. And although I'm not medically trained, because I've had the surgery myself, that kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what's normal and what's not normal. And if I'm worried, I'll just get in touch with you,
yeah.
And then you'll get in touch with them. So I'm like a link between the two. I always touch base with every single patient following their surgery, and I always keep in touch. And for me, that's what comes back in the reviews.
Yeah.
That they felt that I didn't just leave and they didn't just come and have the surgery. You know, I did it with them, we did it together. And that's the main thing for me.
Yeah, we want you to know you're not on your own and you're never on your own. I think that's vital. No, I mean, Jane always updates me. I always want to know how people are doing and, you know, the days afterwards. And the best text I get of the week is, you know, spoken to everyone, everyone's happy, everyone's doing well. And I love those texts, but I love reading the reviews, and it really comes over in the reviews that we got on Trustpilot, just how important your role is and just how important you are to all the patients. That really does come over very strongly. And so I'd encourage anyone, if you're thinking of coming, then do read the reviews, read ours, read everybody's. It's incredible to read just how emotive and how sort of, I don't know, how much people feel they've been looked after. I think that's it.
It is definitely the most rewarding part of the job. So we've gone on the journey, you've made your phone call, you've spoken to me, you've been to see Mr. Lamb, you've had your surgery, you're completely happy, and then you put this review online for all to say, and for me, I buzz from it. I just think it's amazing. Absolutely love my job.
Well, we have got a gun to her head. That's why she's saying all these lovely things. It's not true. It is what we love. It's I can't stress that more enough, really, that when patients are cared for, when they're looked after, when they're happy, when everything's gone to plan, we read the lovely things that people write. That is just the best thing.
Yeah.
It is. So we are here for you, and if you're interested in any sort of procedure, if you just want information, then Jane's on the end of the line, and I'd always be happy to see you. So we're going to sign off for today and keep an eye out because there will be more podcasts to come. Signing off. Bye, Jane.
Bye.